I'm Kristen Marchand, and this is the Opiongo Line, a podcast dedicated to the unique culture and local heritage of the Upper Madawaska and Opiongo River Valleys here in Eastern Ontario, Canada. As promised, today we have something extraordinary, something that happened last Sunday after Mass at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Wilno. Set atop Shrine Hill and overlooking the storied Wilno Hills, St. Mary's is home to the oldest Polish Kashub settlement in Canada. Established 165 years ago in 1858, the folks around Wilno continue to contribute to the betterment of Canada, but sadly, the rich and beautiful language they brought with them to this country in the 19th century is slowly being lost with each new generation. Last Sunday, however, the sound of Polish was exuberantly and passionately alive and well again in all its splendid melodies, thanks to Peter and Beverly Glaucheski. Peter is a past president of, and Beverly is the current director of, the Wilno Heritage Society. It is through this society that they organized this remarkable event at St. Mary's Church. At the heart and soul of it was a choir of nearly 40 senior citizens, the Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir, celebrating Polish hymns. Although they may have sung in their parish choirs, this is the first time they have all performed together in public as this choir. And yet, after only one rehearsal, they miraculously brought to life those old, almost forgotten Polish songs of their childhood, songs they used to sing back in the 1960s. I was there in Wilno among that very happy, very emotional crowd of about 150 people last week. It was something to behold. But before we listen to that remarkable performance in its entirety, we thought you might like to hear how it all came about. Joining me now are Peter and Beverly Glaucheski. Welcome and congratulations. Where did this idea come from?
Some ideas just spring to life, and this was one of them. I'm at the Polish Kashub Heritage Museum and Park in Wilno almost every day. My mind is constantly thinking up and mostly discarding plans for activities. This choir was one of my better ideas. I have a love for Polish hymns, though I can't sing them myself. What I can do is organize, and I started with the basics. Date, venue, participants. Time was short. Weekends are preferable for big events, and there was only one date that fit perfectly, August 13th. We are based in Wilno, and Wilno is the middle of the original three Polish churches, St. Casimir's in Round Lake, St. Mary's in Wilno, and St. Hedwig's in Barry's Bay. And so it began.
So why did you bring this choir together now?
The Polish hymns have always been near and dear to me because of my heritage. Monsignor Bernaski, my great uncle, my mother, and I assume my grandparents sang, but I don't know that for sure. One of those little facts that escapes me. We are trying to follow the mandate of the Wilno Heritage Society, which is to promote culture and the language, of course, and music is a great way to do that.
Tell us a bit about what we're going to hear. How is this program organized?
The program wasn't organized by me. It was done by the musical director, Peter, and his brother, the accompanist.
I basically went back 50 years to something that my brother did back in August of 1973. My eldest brother, John, who everyone knows is very... music has been his life. He recorded, three generations ago, people singing these same hymns. So I looked at the work that he had done, recognized which ones were most familiar to me and were going to allow me to direct, and we took them to the we took 40 some of them to our practice. As we worked our way through the practice, we slashed and got it down to 32, and that's what we began with. Two sets of 16. In this first set of 16 hymns, you're going to hear six to Mary, three to the Eucharist, two to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, three for Lent, one for Easter, and one Corpus Christi. When you listen to this, put your device at the far end of the room, turn the volume up, sit back, and close your eyes.
Time now to listen to that remarkable Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir celebrating Polish hymns, singing their hearts out in St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church atop Shrine Hill and overlooking the splendid little village of Wilno.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. How hard was it to bring this choir together?
Actually, it wasn't difficult at all. I was so confident that this could be done that I didn't worry about that aspect. Anna Suti, the president of the Polish Heritage Institute Kashubi, is a friend of mine, and we often participate in each other's events. With the permission of our respective executives, we launched a collaboration reminiscent of the days Shirley Mass Connolly and Anna Zurakowski worked together. The Wilna Heritage Society would look after the music, and Anna's group, known for their hospitality, would look after the social hour, which turned into almost 3 hours. But all would be included in the choir. The Wilna Heritage Society promotes inclusion, and this collaboration was perfect for us.
So the choir was not just composed of people from the Wilna Church?
No. Actually, Father Roman gave us permission to use the interior of the church for our rehearsal, but he also put up posters for our event and a notice in the bulletin. So did Father Pavel of St. Hedwig's, and St. Hedwig's also loaned us 40 hymn books. And another parish, St. Lawrence O'Toole, Father John put up posters and inserted notice in that parish. So 4 parishes in all promoted it. Our posters included someone to contact in each parish to indicate your willingness and desire to be part of the choir.
Well, I know there's a difference between Polish and Kashub, so is the choir singing in both languages, or is it, as I suspect, mainly Kashub members singing only Polish hymns?
It is mainly people from the parishes singing the hymns that they learned in their home parishes as children. At the moment, there are no Kashub hymns, and I'll let Peter explain why.
Kashub, when our ancestors came to Canada for over that 50-year period from 1858 to 1907, was not a written language. Kashub was the language on the farm, in the shops, in the streets. The language of devotion was Polish. So their hymns were all in Polish, their prayers were in Polish, all their devotions were in Polish. When they came to Canada, probably their most valuable book was something called the Śpiewnik. We have had some on display that are going on to 200 years old that people brought with them from the old country. Those were that were used throughout the seasons of the year for your hymns, for the devotions that I talked about, for the death ritual, the Pustanauts, for Christmas, for Kolendi. Those hymns were all contained in these books in Polish. But every one person learned them. But the fact that you were at Kashub didn't mean that you didn't sing, you didn't pray. You did that all in Polish. Kashub is now an officially recognized language in Poland. That's only recent, 2005. And codifying the language to put the language into a written language has been very difficult. Over the last 100 years, they've done that. But Kashub has many dialects inside of itself, from village to village, because it was an oral language. So yes, we're singing today in Polish, but many of the words are very similar, if not the same, between Polish and Kashub. You might emphasize a vowel or consonant a little bit differently. Many words are totally different. But if you know the basic words, you know the feeling and the emotion and what the intent of that hymn or carol is.
Fascinating. Well, the second set begins with a collection of songs called the Kolendi. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
What does that word mean?
Kolendi really just means a collection of Christmas carols, Christmas hymns. There are literally hundreds. When my brother John did this in 1973, I think he had about 30 or 40 on his CD. When we went through the practice, worked out the ones that we really liked, we got it down to a group of 14 of our favorites, and I think everyone is going to enjoy them. The second set ends with 2 hymns that are my intention. We're singing in St. Mary's Church in Wilno, which is dedicated to Our Lady of Częstochowa. The second last hymn that we're going to sing, Czarna Madonna, is a very recent hymn. It's it was written in 1971. It's used quite a bit in the parish of St. Mary's in Wilmore, but not at the other two parishes. So the other two groups have to sort of learn it. It is very, very moving, very beautiful to the Black Madonna, Our Lady of Chenstohava. The chorus, as you listen to the last couple of times we repeat the chorus, is outstanding. The final hymn that I chose, again, is to Our Lady of Chenstohava, O Matka Boska Częstochowska. It is to Our Mother, Our Lady of Częstochowa. When you listen to it, you'll hear sort of a bit of a nationalistic sound to it, almost like an anthem. And it is almost like that, a combination of a religious hymn and an anthem for the Polish people.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have to ask, who's singing the high part, that descant in that second to the last song, Madonna? And where did you find her?
She appeared. So when we were doing Charna Madonna at our practice, I knew that our group didn't do it. So I actually brought the sheet music. The only sheet music I brought for anything was for Charna Madonna. For anybody that could read music, they could follow the melody. The chorus has two separate melodies, one that goes up and one that goes down. The one that goes up, if female voices take it, it is beautiful. If the male and other voices keep the bottom part, it keeps the beat and keeps the sound. When you blend the two of them together, it is outstanding. This lady, her name was Teresa, and she appeared. She was one of the group that Beverly had mentioned earlier from the Polish Heritage Institute Kashubi. She's a parishioner at Wilno. When I heard her at that practice, I saw her at the end of the practice, and I said, will you please go home, practice the high part? She was excited. She was nervous, but it's beautiful.
It was beautiful. How hard was it to train those male and female singers to sing counterparts?
Not difficult at all. These are the hymns we grew up on. We're very familiar to hearing men's part, ladies' part, men's part, ladies' part. If anyone ever saw the workings of my mother, Zita Govczewski, and my ancestor, Genevieve Schala, in the choir at St. Hedwig's in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, everyone that was singing there was well-trained as to what was going to come up. So I just followed the beat of my aunt and my mother, and I directed the choir accordingly, and they were ready.
That's amazing. So what happens next for this remarkable choir?
That is an unknown at this time, but the feedback from the performance has been amazing and rewarding. Several of the comments that we received were, we'd love to do this again. The one that really touched me was, I am totally enjoying singing with my Kashub neighbors. We had people who only sing in Polish choirs. They were amazed by the diction, the trueness of note, the breathing pauses, the beauty of their singing, and just loved participating and collaborating. We had someone else mention that it was lovely to see the residents of the area being so friendly and welcoming and inviting in the cottagers, because often we don't have much common ground. We don't see each other. We don't socialize just because of distance and location. So I see something coming in the future, just not sure what.
That would be amazing to have something happen again. I have seen some people in town and just said it was such a wonderful performance. And people always thank me for coming, which I just thought was so gracious. So gracious. So who was in this choir?
The choir is a nice combination of mix of people that love Polish music, Polish hymns and Polish carols. When Beverly met with the group at Polish Heritage Institute Kashubi, they came with six people. Anna Suti, Zisław Jakna, Asia Ropego, Teresa Reitiger, and Elizabeth Radzikowska, and Hania Fedorowicz. Then there was a lot of other people from the Wilno Parish, too, like Julie and Lillian Olszewski, and Catherine Blosky and Silas Lebetsky. From St. Lawrence's was Susan Kulus and Beverly and myself. My brother Michael lives in Ottawa. But then from over the decades, St. Hedwig's choirs, there was Tony Blesky and his wife Lorraine, Konrad Cebulski and his wife Jeanette, Pauline Burkett and her sister Vicky, Paul Rakuski and Kenny Rakuski, Michael Polbetsky, Andy Micah, Patsy Milne, Rose Kulis, Vicky Cebulski, Judy Hearn, Ruth and David Lockhart, Teresa Olszewski, Betty Lukasiewicz, Phyllis Gino, Bernice Buttle, Claire Sullivan, Marie Villeneuve, and my sister Mary Blank, along with Dorothy Dombrowski, Marilyn Brown, Bernadette Dudak, and one unknown. And the group, too, is the youngest people in the group were 60 years old, and the oldest were well into their 80s, and there was a few of them.
Are any of the are any of the people, these the members of the choir, are any of their children learning the Polish songs now?
We are the sadly, very sadly, the last generation to sing these. Part of the reason Beverly did this is that these songs are gone from totally from the Round Lake Parish. St. Hedrick's has a very limited number that continue to do this. Wilno is the only one that still uses a lot of these, especially for their midnight mass.
We'd like to thank Peter and Beverly Glovcheski for being here today and bringing that wonderful, extraordinary choir together. And to Peter's younger brother, Michael C. Glovcheski, who was their accompanist on piano. Congratulations, one and all, for giving us this remarkable event. My only regret is that we can't show you the joy on those faces in the choir and amongst the rest of the 150 people who were listening to them last week. It was remarkable music, and you didn't have to be Polish Kashub to feel a very unique connection to the cultural heritage and extraordinary emotion in the hearts of that choir. It was absolutely contagious. I'm Kristen Marchand. And for the producer of the Opiongo line, Barry Conway, we'd just like to say a heartfelt Boog Zapwatz. Good day, and God bless.